Well, Tim Tebow joins us, one of the most accomplished football player in college football history. He's winner of a Heisman Trophy, I think one of the only, if not the only, sophomore to ever win the Heisman Trophy. He's a member of the Denver Broncos now. Tim, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
How are y'all doing? Thank you for having me on.
Oh, glad to do it. I want to ask you real quick, because I know everybody's worried about what the future holds for the NFL. What do you think of the labor agreement? Where's that headed? Is there a chance we're going to have a season?
Oh, I definitely think there's going to be a season. I think it would be a shame if there wasn't, and I think it would be disappointing to all the players, but then also the fans. I think we'll be able to get something done hopefully early July, and then still have a few weeks for free agency, and then be able to get right into training camp. I really believe we'll get something done.
Have you been staying in shape since the lockout happened?
I have been. I've been working really hard, and I'm excited when training camp does start to go out there and show the work that I've been putting in all offseason.
I got to ask you, when you win the Heisman Trophy as a sophomore, that's an incredible accomplishment for any athlete, but to do it as a sophomore is really remarkable. What were you thinking when they called your name?
Well, it was overwhelming, you know. It was a surreal moment, and it was something that that's just so special and so prestigious to be forever called a Heisman Trophy winner is something that is very special, not just for me, but everyone that supported me, from Pop Warner coaches to high school coaches to my coaches at Florida, and it was just special for all of us and everyone that could be there, a very memorable moment.
So let me ask you this. What were your thoughts about Reggie Bush and the Heisman Trophy, controversy surrounding him and USC getting all of those severe sanctions?
Well, to be honest, I don't know everything that went into that. I do feel bad for some of the players now because, they haven't done anything wrong, and they've, they just signed a scholarship thing and they're going to a place where they could go compete for national championships. And so, I feel bad for Matt Barkley and some of the players there now because, I know they're very talented and they have some good teams and they would love to compete. Everybody, when they start the season, they want to go out there and compete for a national championship. And now I think they can do it, especially, those teams in USC. And so I feel bad for some of the players now that they have to deal with all that.
Did you think those sanctions were severe, that they went overboard?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know everything that went into it. I don't know what they found in the investigation. So it's tough for me to comment on that.
Tim, let me ask you. I remember Charles Barkley once famously saying, "I'm not your kid's role model." And you don't seem to take that that philosophy to heart. In fact, you do just the opposite.
Well, I definitely try to do the opposite because regardless if you like it or not, you are a role model as an athlete, and someone that people watch and see on a regular basis. You're a role model, regardless if you like it or not. You're just either a good one or a bad one, and it definitely is my heart and my passion to be a great role model for kids, to be someone that parents can say, you can do it like him. He's trying to do it the right way, and that definitely is my goal, because if all you do is, if you play football and try to score touchdowns and win games and win championships, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because it's a game and it's a silly game. But if you can take your platform that you're blessed with through football to impact people's lives, to either encourage them, inspire them, or put a smile on their face, then that is completely different. And that's actually something, worth living for, and it's something of meaning.
Tim, we only have about a minute left. I wanted to ask you about your book, Through My Eyes. You're a young guy, and you've written a book about your life already. What's the main message through it? We only have about 60 seconds.
Well, I think the main message in the book is a story of determination, that kid trying to go out there and reach his goal of playing college quarterback and getting a chance to play in the NFL, and it's also something that hopefully is inspirational for kids to go out there and try to accomplish their dream, and don't let people say that they can't accomplish it, because they will, because there's a lot of naysayers and people that are going to want to drag you down, but it's just about believing in yourself and fighting for for your dream.
Well, Tim, real quick before we go, do you appreciate Michael Vick getting a second chance on the field, or do you think that his treatment of animals was pretty unforgivable?
Well, I think that was very disappointing to hear everything, but I think also I'm someone that believes in second chances, and I believe everybody makes mistakes and people learn and grow from it, and hopefully he has, and I believe in giving people a second chance, because no one's perfect and we all mess up.
This is Tim Tebow. The book is called Through My Eyes. Tim, best of luck to you this year. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right.